Shelby Corsi steps into the middle of the big bulldog in the middle of the floor here at Van Buren High School. Men's championship is set for Thursday night. Thayer Bobcats and the Alton Comets. We know Ellington has advanced to the girls' championship. This is the final game to decide who all's going to the Thursday night district finals. Thayer Lady Bobcats win the tip, and they're going to go four low here to start the game. Get the ball on the right side. Davery Pierce, she curls across the middle of the lane, gets off to Katie Wade. Katie lost the dribble, gets the ball back, gives over to Journey Rowland. Rowland through the free throw circle. Thayer just running that wheel. Here to give over to Avery Pierce. She fakes in the lane, gives it back over to Katie Wade. She fires a three. It is no good, and it goes out of bounds, an air ball from the right wing by Katie Wade. So not a great start for the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the opening possession. East Carter brings it the other way. Kirby will bounce it up across the middle of the floor. Number 14, Brooklyn Kirby, a freshman. Brings it to the outside. Got it there to Douglas. Douglas right side to Thies. Thies down in the corner to Kirby. Kirby back outside to Thies and around the horn to Douglas now on the left side. Lady Bobcats playing that 2-3 zone. They'll pack it down inside. They do not like to let their opponent score from the perimeter or from the interior. You hit the shots on the perimeter, not much you can do about that. But they do not want people going to the basket. And that'll have to happen if the Lady Bobcats are going to knock off the Ellington Whippets if they get past these East Carter Redbirds. East Carter continues to work it around the outside. They've run almost 30 seconds off the clock, not even looked at the basket yet. Continuing to work around the arch. Ball goes on the left side. Got it back over to J.C. Douglas. Douglas handles it out on top of the key. And hands it off now to Kennedy Thies. Thies going to the left side. Passed down into the middle. Is deflected. Now goes out of bounds off the hands of East Carter. Number 20, McKenna Moore, couldn't hang on to the pass. And Thayer gets it back with 6:32 to go in the first half. East Carter ran a minute off the clock, never got a shot away. Thayer with it, Avery Pierce brings it across the timeline. Feeds on the left side wing to Corsi. Corsi out front to Callie Johnson, who is starting tonight in place of Maddie Curley. I have not talked to Coach Meyer. Maddie, I noticed she wasn't doing a lot in the warm-ups, and she's wearing a big brace on her right knee. Here's Katie Wade from the outside. Swings one up. No good. Rebound. Corsi. She goes right back up and in. So Corsi with a bucket. First 2 points of the night for the Thayer Lady Wildcats. Here comes East Carter to the top of the key. In the middle of the lane. Shot is up. Blocked by Corsi. Rebound taken by Callie Johnson for Thayer. She'll give out to Avery Pierce. She'll run the floor up the right side. Avery to the top of the key. To the free throw line. Down the left side. Jump stop. Gives it back out to Journey Rowland on the left side. Out on top now to Corsi. Shelby looks in the middle, nobody open, now backs it out with 5.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Corsi putting it on the floor, going all the way to the basket, and misses the layup and a rebound taken by the East Carter Redbirds. Kirby got it. She races up the left side, now pulls up on the wing, meets the ball on top for J.C. Douglas. Douglas back over on the left side to Thies, right side to Moore, and now going down on the baseline. They got it there to Crowley. Crowley in the lane, shot blocked by Corsi. Loose ball comes down to East Carter again. Another block shot, and Callie Johnson comes out with the ball for Thayer. Callie leads the break up the middle of the floor. East Carter got back defensively. Thayer now will back it out and get into half-court offense. Here's a lob pass down inside to Corsi. Shelby under the bucket, and we're going to get an offensive foul called on Shelby Corsi. I don't know if I saw that or not. They're going to say, a push-off. So Corsi called for the foul will be her first of the night. And here come these Carter Lady Redbirds. It's 2-0. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. And again, Maddie Curley on the Lady Bobcat bench wearing a big brace on her knee. I apologize for not knowing about that earlier. Here's the ball in the middle. Going to be stolen by Thayer. Callie Johnson got it. And Callie is going to get a quick timeout. So with 4:37 to go in the first quarter, Thayer with the basketball. When we come back, we'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Thayer's up, but just by 2-0. East Carter has not scored yet. They haven't even attempted a shot that got to the rim. They've had three shots that have been blocked already, and here's Thayer with the basketball, spreading the floor offensively. Journey Rowland works it out top, feeds it on the right side to Corsi. Shelby moves to a three-point line. Down to Avery Pierce. Three out of the corner is up. That is no good. Rebound volleyed up, and we get a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That one will be on Callie Johnson. Number 10 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First foul on Callie. Second team foul on Thayer. And we're down near 4 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. It is still 2-0. Thayer with the lead. East Carter taking their time, bringing it up the floor. Kirby walks it to the top of the key. Thayer still back in that zone defense. Ball goes on the left side for Moore. Moore back out on top. There's a lob pass over the head of Naomi Crowley and out of bounds. East Carter throws it away. Thayer will get it back and go the other way with a 2-0 lead. Journey Rowland taking her time. Brings the ball up across the timeline. Little crossover dribble. Gets into the middle of the lane. Bounces it down to Johnson, and she'll get fouled on the shot attempt. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Nice bounce pass there from Journey Rowland down to Callie Johnson. Wide over under the bucket. And the foul will be on East Carter's number 20. That is McKenna Moore. Her first foul, first team foul on East Carter. And they'll put Callie Johnson at the free throw line for Thayer. First one is up and good. Callie appears to be okay after her midseason injury. Took a hard fall on the floor, had a concussion, and shook her up pretty good, but she is seems like all the way back. Talked to her dad just the other day. He said, yep, she's fine. Oh, she got her first 2 points of the night. And they're starting tonight in place of Maddie Curley for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Thayer up by four, 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. In that zone defense. Tough defense for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. East Carter working around the perimeter again. They go top of the key to J.C. Douglas. Lobs one down to Crowley. Crowley trying to get it in the lane. Ball deflected by Corsi. Picked up by Avery Pierce. Come the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and they'll back it out of the break. Give out to Katie Wade on the left side wing. Katie takes it to the top. Slings it over to Corsi. Down the corner now to Pierce. Had a little trouble catching the pass. Now lobs one into the lane. Corsi's got it just outside the paint. Turn, shoot, in and out. No good. The rebound taken by the East Carter Lady Redbirds. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. East Carter still hasn't scored tonight. They're having trouble getting the ball up the rim. They still have not had the ball hit the rim yet. Kirby with it out top. Looking to make a move into the lane, behind the back with a dribble. Goes into the middle of the paint. Got it inside to Douglas. Douglas trying to pass it back out, and it's stolen by Avery Pierce. Thayer, long pass up ahead to Journey Rowland. She couldn't catch it. It goes out of bounds. It will be East Carter Lady Redbird basketball with 2:44 to go in the quarter. 4-0 Thayer. Slow start to this one. Thayer trying to learn to play without Maddie Curley here tonight. East Carter with it. They get it down the right corner to Crowley. She makes a dribble drive toward the bucket. Now kicks it back outside for Thief. Thief back to Crowley. Going to the baseline now to Moore. Moore pass out front taken by Kirby. Kirby, a little wraparound pass to the middle is stolen. And a hell ball will be called as Callie Johnson got tied up in there with Naomi Crowley. And the possession belongs to the East Carter Lady Redbirds. 2:22 to play in the first quarter. It'll be Thief inbound for East Carter. Brings it way out front to Kirby. Number 14, Brooklyn Kirby. The freshman handles it out top. Looks at the three, doesn't take it. Feeds the ball on the right side for Thief. Thief wanted to go to the inside, but her teammate fell down in there. Now gets it back on the other side to Douglas. Douglas back to Thief. Over on the left side now to Kirby. Kirby, a couple of bounces, looking to move off a screen. The Lady Bobcats were there defensively again. Here's a long pass, and the ball knocked almost into the backcourt, but recovered by East Carter. Journey Rowland got it there and got a piece of it. Now Journey almost took it away from Crowley. Ball back outside for Kirby. Kirby goes down to the baseline. Now back out to the wing. Little dribble drive, bounces it down. And another shot block for Corsi, and the ball goes out of bounds. Corsi with like four block shots already in the game. And we've got a minute 42 to go here in the first quarter. East Carter keeps challenging Shelby, and she keeps answering the challenge. Feast will inbound it, and the pass is deflected, picked off by Lady Bobcats. Here comes Avery Pierce. Callie Johnson blocked the pass. She got it on the wing, pulls up for a three. That one's off the rim, no good. And the rebound going to go out of bounds off the hands of the East Carter Lady Redbirds. It'll be fair. Lady Bobcat ball with a minute 31 to go here in the first quarter. It's still 4-0. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead. Journey Rowland will inbound down under the bucket. Thayer may be looking to set up the lob play in the middle. And now they're going to hurry and get it in. They do to Callie Johnson, top of the key. Callie works it down in the right corner to Rowland. Thought about the three, fakes it, now pulls up her dribble, gives to Corsi in the corner. She'll fire the three. That one is no good. The rebound controlled by East Carter. Here they come on the break. McKenna Moore all the way up the right side, but Katie Wade got back to stop her. And East Carter back on the offensive end with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Long cross-court pass goes to Moore. Moore back outside to Kirby. Kirby lobs one down low to Moore. Her shot is blocked by Katie Wade, and then a foul going to be called on McKenna Moore. Moore will pick up her second foul. Katie Wade blocked the shot, and that's like seven blocked shots in this game already for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Callie Johnson's got a couple. Shelby Corsi's got four, and now Katie Wade with one. And Thayer making a substitution. Marissa Weber will check in the ball game. Shelby Corsi will get a little extra rest here. In the final minute of the first quarter, Thayer with the basketball. Journey rolling. Thayer with a four-point lead here. Rowland, nice crossover dribble. Gets into the middle of the lane, pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Journey rolling with a nice play. She got wide open under the bucket. Here comes East Carter with it. They got it down on the baseline for Crowley. Crowley passes back outside to Kirby. Kirby bounces one down inside. Shot is up and good. East Carter gets the bucket. That's number 23. Who just checked into the ball game, Brittany Croy. Thayer coming the other way in a hurry. Journey rolling with it. 24 seconds to go in this first quarter. Thayer up by four. There's Katie Wade. Moves to the free throw line on the dribble. Gives it back over to Journey Rowland. Rowland gives to Avery Pierce with 12 seconds. Avery looking to penetrate. Kicks it back out to Rowland. Rowland will bounce it out top. 6 seconds to go. Journey looks up at the clock, says, okay, got to get busy. Crossover dribble into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. It is off the rim. No good. Johnson with a rebound. Couldn't follow it in. Now that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 6-2. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the East Carter Lady Redbirds. We'll be back to Van Buren in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, these highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, Knox Orthopedics.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we're back after the timeout, headed for our second quarter of action. Thayer Lady Bobcats will have the basketball and a four-point lead as we head to the second quarter. Thayer with three different players who have scored 2 points each. Shelby Corsi, Journey Rowland, and Callie Johnson. Thayer opens up the second quarter with the basketball. Journey Rowland out there, along with Corsi, Wade, Pierce, and Johnson. Rowland takes it to the right side, gets tied up out there. A little back door cut now to Avery Pierce going to the hole, misses the shot. Rebound, Corsi back up and in. Shelby Corsi, who has dominated in the paint. She's got four block shots and now her second bucket. And Thayer out to the six-point advantage. East Carter with it. They'll swing it on the left side to Douglas. Douglas holds it on the wing, feeds out top to Kirby. Kirby on the left side. Back to J.C. Douglas. They'll give it right over to Thief. Thief at the top. Bounces one down to Crowley. Crowley puts it on the floor one time. Back to Thief from the elbow. Banks one off the backboard. No good. Gets her own rebound. Couldn't follow it in. Rebound comes back to her, and her return shot is blocked. That's number five for Corsi tonight. And the Lady Bobcats come up with a loose ball. Journey Rowland spins into the free throw circle. Leans on the right side. Avery Pierce. Now the corner for Callie Johnson. Johnson out top to Wade. Katie sees the lane to the bucket, all the way to the rack, puts it up and in. Nice play by Katie Wade. The Lady Bobcat forward has got her first 2 points of the night. Now four different Lady Bobcats have scored. It's 10-2 Thayer with 6:46 to go here in the first half. East Carter with the ball. That's going to go to Croy. Croy gives it in the corner to J.C. Douglas. Douglas back out top to Kirby. Brooklyn, long three-point shot is good. The freshman hits one from downtown. Brooklyn Kirby, her first three-pointer of the night. That makes it a five-point game. We have seen some good freshmen in this tournament. Young lady from Ellington, a little freshman point guard, is a player. There's the Thayer Lady Bobcats with it. Corsi out front. Avery Pierce. She'll fire the three. That one's high off the back rim. No good. Corsi with the rebound. Couldn't follow. Again, Corsi puts it back up and in. That'll be Corsi. 6 points now in the first half for the Lady Bobcat Junior. And Thayer back up by seven. 5:59 to go in the half. East Carter with it. Crowley in the left corner. Bring it out to the wing. Hand off to J.C. Douglas. Douglas wanted to go into the paint. Nobody open. Brings it back outside and around to Thief on the right side. Back over to Douglas, top of the key. Douglas will hand it to Brooklyn Kirby. East Carter being very patient here. There's a give to Croy. Croy moves in the free throw circle. It's stolen by Journey Rowland. Thayer on the two-on-one. Rowland all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Journey Rowland with her second bucket of the night. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now by nine. East Carter with it again. And you go to Crowley. Crowley on the right side wing. That shot blocked by Katie Wade. Nine block shot now for the Lady Bobcats. And Corsi leading the break, trying to throw it down the floor to Rowland. And just can't make that pass very often. Substitution now for East Carter. Number 20 checking back into the ballgame, McKenna Moore. And also checking in, number 25, that is Haley Brown. And here come the East Carter Lady Redbirds with the ball. 5 minutes to go. They're down by nine. We're in first half action. Here's a shot up. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Croy got it for East Carter. Swings it on the left side. Now back out on top to Thies. Thies throws one down to Brooklyn Kirby in the left corner. He surveys the situation. Gives it back out to Thies. Thies back to Kirby in the corner. Working on the left side of that Lady Bobcat zone. East Carter having all kinds of problems getting shots away. Fair Lady Bobcat with nine block shots here in the first half. And East Carter keeps going in there. Here's Brooklyn Kirby. Nice penetration move and gets it back outside for Moore. Moore bounces one over to Thies. Kennedy Thies got it into the lane. Shot is up. No good. We're going to get a foul on the rebound. Coach Meyer is going to argue that call. They're going to call the foul on Shelby Corsi. And that'll be number two on Shelby Corsi. And Hadley Atkinson is going to check into the ball game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Thayer replacing the 6'2 Shelby Corsi with the 5'2 Hadley Atkinson. Inbound play comes out front for East Carter. Got it in the corner. Shot is up and good. A three-pointer out of the corner for McKenna Moore. And East Carter's hit a pair of three-pointers now. And it's a 14-8 ball game. Journey Rowland with it out top for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Wings on the right side to Johnson. Johnson looking at Atkinson. That's Wade. Wade got it top of the key. Leads it back over to Johnson. Out to Avery Pierce. Pierce trying to go into the lane to Atkinson and threw it over ahead and out of bounds. So Thayer now without Maddie Curley and now Shelby Corsi on the bench in early foul trouble. Lady Bobcats with a 6-point lead here, 3:58 to go in this first half. East Carter with it. Number 20, Moore, moves to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Croy. Croy now over to Brown. Brown back out on top to Croy. Gives the ball off to Thies and goes on the left side now to Kirby. Kirby making a little shake and bake, working against Atkinson, and Hadley cut her off there. Nice defensive play. She'll give it up, ball up to Brown. Brown back out to Moore. Moore back to Kirby. Kirby backs away from the defense and gives it up for Thies. Down the right corner now to Moore. Steps inside the defense. Another block shot by Wade, but that one's going to be a foul. Katie Wade got her on the arm, and the foul on Katie will be her first of the night. Fourth team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats comes with 3:23 to go in the first half. That one will put number 20, McKenna Moore, at the free throw line for the East Carter Lady Redbirds. Trying to add to her point total. First free throw is good. Moore now with 4 points. Substitution for East Carter. Croy checks out of the game. Number 24 back in there. I'm sorry. Yeah, number 24. That is Naomi Crowley. And second free throw for McKenna Moore is up and no good. The rebound goes off the hands of Katie Wade out of bounds. So it'll be East Carter ball down by five now. And Marissa Weber going to check into the game. And Katie Wade will check out. So Thayer Lady Bobcats with 3:21 to go in the first half with three subs on the floor right now. Work it inbounds to Kirby due to East Carter Lady Redbirds. Kirby's got it out on the wing, feeds it on top to Thies. Quick pass down low to Brown. Brown trying to throw it in the middle. Ball stolen by Avery Pierce. Pierce off on the break. She's got Atkinson in front. Feeds it over to her. 15-foot jumper is an air ball. No good. Rebound. Callie Johnson back up and in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First field goal of the night for Callie, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats back up seven. East Carter with it. In the lane goes Kirby. Has the ball poked away, loose on the floor. Bodies flying everywhere after the loose ball. And we get a held ball. That'll belong to the East Carter Lady Redbirds. East Carter will inbound it down under the bucket here with 2:48 to play. Feast will inbound to the right side of her own bucket. Got it into Kirby. Kirby fakes the drive on the baseline. Now backs it back out to the wing with a left-hand dribble. Feeds it to Brown. Haley Brown goes on the left side to McKenna Moore. Back over to Kirby. Dropped the pass. Now picks it up. Puts it on the floor on the dribble. Takes it out near the top of the circle. 2:31 to go here in the first half. Thayer with a 7-point lead. East Carter with the basketball. Brown to the top of the key. Now bounces to Crowley. Crowley, little curl move in the lane. Off the window shot is no good. Marissa Weber down the rebound. Her outlet pass is stolen. Off to Kirby for three. That one is good. Kirby hits her second 3-pointer of the half. And we've got a 4-point game with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer with the basketball. Marissa Weber is off to Avery Pierce. Avery curls in the lane. Back to Weber. She couldn't hang on. The ball goes out of bounds. And with a minute 57 to go, East Carter now with a chance to get to within two. They can make it a 1-point game if Kirby fires another one from downtown. She is 2 for 2, shooting the 3-pointers. Kirby, top of the key, moves off the screen to the left side. Leads it to Feast, right back at the top. Very patient are these East Carter Lady Redbirds. Brown with it, pulls up her dribble, feeds the ball back outside to Kirby. Kirby to McKenna Moore. Gives it to Brown. Now to Kirby in the corner. Kirby working against the defense of Journey Rowland. Journey almost took it away from her. And now the loose ball goes to East Carter. They'll get it back to Kirby. Kirby to Moore. Moore looks over the offense and gives it back out front for Thies. And East Carter will reset with a minute 18 to go in the first half. 16-12. East Carter moving off the screen on the left side. Feed it back in the corner to Moore. Now back out on top to Thies. He's trying to penetrate, and the Lady Bobcats cut her off. She gives the ball out to Crowley. Crowley double-teamed and got rid of it back to Kirby. Kirby down to Crowley. Crowley off to Moore. Her shot is up off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Avery Pierce for Thayer. Got it to Journey Rowland. Thayer up four with a basketball. 45 seconds to go in this first half. Rowland gives it up to Callie Johnson. Going to Weber, curling through the lane. Her shot is blocked. And a rebound taken by East Carter. Lady Redbirds on the break. Crowley driving it all the way up. Fires up a shot. No good, but a foul going to be called. And that'll be on Callie Johnson. That'll be number two on Callie. Team foul number five with 32 seconds to play in the first half. And number 24, Naomi Crowley going to the free throw line for the East Carter Lady Redbirds. And she will shoot the two-shot foul. Fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up and good for Crowley. Well, Crowley with her first point. And we'll shoot another here, trying to make it a 2-point game. East Carter came into the tournament the number 4 seed. If she misses this shot, there's going to be a lane violation on Thayer. Yep, Avery Pierce jumped in the lane too early. So Crowley will get another opportunity here with 32 ticks remaining in the first half. Could make it a 2-point game. This one is up and good. So given a second chance, Crowley makes it good. Thayer inbounds the ball. They'll run it up the right side. Callie Johnson, crossover dribble to the free throw line. Into the lane, pulls up. Short shot is no good. Rebound East Carter and the Lady Redbirds with a chance to tie here. Kirby pushes it up the left side. Backs it back out. Atkinson jumps out on it. Handles it top of the key. Really out near midcourt. 9 seconds to go to get it to Thies. Thies to Moore, steps inside the defense, back to Thies, free throw line with a shot. That's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Journey Rowland's got it, and that'll end our first half. Our score, 16-14. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the East Carter Lady Redbirds by just 2 here in the district semifinal. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with our halftime activities brought to you by the Community First Banking Company right after this on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First. Community first. Member FDIC.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, and being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
We're back here at Van Buren, side of the Class 2 District 2 Basketball Championship. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a two-point lead here in the semifinals over the East Carter Lady Redbirds. Our score is 16-14. Thayer got out to a four-point lead at the end of a quarter, 6-2. And then it was East Carter outscoring the Lady Bobcats 12-10 as Thayer got into some foul trouble. Shelby Corsi had to sit the final half of the second quarter after picking up her second foul. But while she was in there, Corsi dominated on the defensive side. Thayer has 9 block shots in the game, and Corsi's got 5 of them in the first half to go along with her 6 points to lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats in scoring here. But without Maddie Curley on the floor, this is a totally different Thayer Lady Bobcat team. Not able to get out and run the floor, and of course she is always a threat to shoot the three. So a whole different dynamic tonight with Maddie Curley on the Thayer Lady Bobcat bench with a great big brace on her right knee. Now that may be just to rest her for tonight, hopefully get a win, and then maybe bring her back on Thursday. But I have not heard, and I did not get a chance to talk to Coach Meyer before the ball game tonight. So I was actually unaware until they announced the starting lineup that Maddie was not going to be in the lineup. But she is dressed, so she is possibly available as this game goes on. And kind of give it to East Carter. I mean, they were very patient offensively, and, I mean, they kept getting shots blocked, 9 of them in the first half. But they kept firing the ball up and kept, you know, following their game plan, and that was to get the ball in the middle and try and get the Thayer Lady Bobcats in a little bit of foul trouble, and they were able to do that. And then that opened up the outside for Brooklyn Kirby to hit 2 threes, and McKenna Moore hit one. So 12 of the 14 points for East Carter have come on the 3-point shot here tonight. And that's actually 9 of the 14 points have come from the 3-point line tonight. So that's pretty impressive, and they're led by Kirby with those 6 points. All right, we're at halftime here. The Community First Banking Company halftime report. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to welcome Dr. Melissa Wright to the team at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic. Dr. Wright joins nurse practitioner Sheila Marler at the Thayer location at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Right, we're back here at Van Buren on the Ecom Sports Network. Coverage of our Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the semifinals of the district basketball tournament. Good news for Thayer Lady Bobcat fans out there. Maddie Curley is out on the floor taking warm-ups here at the half, and it looks to me like she's trying to get ready to enter this game in the second half. Thayer played the entire first half without Maddie, and I was talking about a big brace on her knee. Actually, it is tape, which is a good sign. And now Coach Meyer calls her over, and I'm sure he's asking, do you feel like you're ready? Do you feel like you can get out there and give us some minutes? And I think she is she's saying, yeah, and she's out there taking some shots from the top. Well, she's just draining them when she's shooting them, so that can make a big difference in the second half of this game. Thayer leads it 16-14 over the East Carter Lady Redbirds, who have yet to come back out of the locker room for the second half. So, well, and here it looks like they're going to make their way out. Yep, here they come. All right, let's check the scoring for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They're led by Shelby Corsi. Shelby with 6 points in the first half. She has 2 fouls, and she also had 5 blocked shots while she was in there. 4 points for Journey Rowland tonight, 2 for Katie Wade, and 4 for Callie Johnson, who also picked up 2 first-half fouls. For the East Carter Lady Redbirds, and I missed a bucket somewhere for East Carter, but Brooklyn Kirby's got 6 on 2 3-pointers. 4 points for McKenna Moore and 2 for Naomi Crowley. And again, I apologize, I've missed 2 for somebody somewhere. All right, we're just about 2 minutes away from the second half. Winner moves on to the championship Thursday at 6 o'clock to take on the number 3-ranked and top-seeded Ellington Whippets, who looked mighty good in their victory over the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs here a little bit earlier this evening. We'll take a timeout, back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Well, we're back and just back underway, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats open up the second half with a basketball, and Maddie Curley just drained a 3 from the top of the key, and boy, that is good to see. If you're joining us late, Maddie Curley did not play in the first half. comes out here and drains a three-pointer from the top, and Thayer all of a sudden up by five. East Carter with the basketball and a whole new energy in this Lady Bobcat basketball team. Back to the regular starters, and here we're going to get a foul and an illegal screen set by the East Carter Lady Redbird. So Thayer picking up the defensive intensity as well. So it looks like Maddie Curley is just fine. And again, she didn't play in the first half. She got some of that tape, that support tape that they use. She's got the ball again. Fakes the three-pointer, moves down the lane, pulls up with a short jumper. No good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Curley's got it. She'll take it out top of the key, feed over to Journey Rowland. Thayer a little more hopping their step offensively. Here's the give to Avery Pierce. Fakes the three, gives over to Corsi. Corsi moves down the left side of the lane. Kick it back out in the corner to Rowland. Rowland back out to Katie Wade. Wade looking to go inside to Corsi. Turns, gives it on the backdoor cut to Curley. Curley up with a shot. It's good. So Maddie Curley comes in and 5 points in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now 21-14. East Carter will take it to the right side. Give the ball out to Douglas. Douglas leans over on the right side for Thies. Thies gives it to Crowley. Crowley fakes, shoots. That is blocked by Corsi. Another shot for East Carter off the loose ball is no good. And now Corsi going to bounce it off of an East Carter player now to bounce. So even Shelby Corsi a little more active here. So Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 7-point lead. And they look like a totally different team here coming out in the second half. East Carter's gone to a man-to-man defense, by the way. Here's Avery Pierce going all the way to the basket. Her shot is rejected. Loose ball gets on the floor. Mad scramble after it. It'll be a hell ball, and it'll belong to the East Carter Lady Redbirds. Good aggressive move by Avery Pierce. I think it's pretty evident what Coach Cecil Meyer talked about in the halftime. That is, got to be more aggressive. Got to be more aggressive. Take the ball to the hole. Got to play with some hop in your step. And the fact that Maddie Curley's back on the floor is huge for Thayer, too. Or it's a foul on Shelby Corsi. Yep. East Carter trying to lob it to the elbow, and Shelby Corsi going over the top is going to pick up her third foul of the game. No movement on the Lady Bobcat bench. Coach Meyer going to leave her out there for the time being. And for some reason, the clock is running. Now they get a stop. 5:51 to go here in the third quarter. Thayer up by seven. East Carter hadn't scored yet in this third quarter. Lady Redbirds have got it out top. Brooklyn Kirby moves off the screen down to the baseline, weaves her way toward the lane, throws it back out to Feast, through her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Lady Bobcat defense, which was good in the first half, is just a little more intense here. They're playing a little better. Corsi brings the ball to Journey Rowland at the top of the key. Journey gives it to Curley. Curley's short jumper is up off the back iron, no good. And well, we should have had a foul on the rebound, but instead it's just going to be out of bounds off the hands of Katie Wade. Katie went up over the back of one of the East Carter Lady Redbirds. That should have been a foul, and three officials, none of them saw it. Ball went off of Katie Wade out of bounds. East Carter's got it back, so Thayer dodging a bullet there. Lady Redbirds with the ball out on top, feed it over to Douglas. Douglas down the corner to the Thies. Thies will bring it back out front to Crowley. Naomi Crowley. He'll swing it down the left corner to Moore. Moore fires up a shot. That is no good. Rebound saved from out of bounds, but he goes right to Maddie Curley for Thayer. She gets it over to Corsi. Here comes Lady Bobcats out on the break. Corsi leads the break into the front court and now leaves it out front for Journey Rowland. Journey wings it to the elbow for Corsi. Corsi turns, faces up to the bucket. Dribbles it once, twice, now gives to Avery Pierce. Pierce goes down to the wing, hands off to Curley. Curley back over to Corsi, steps back for a three. Bingo! Shelby Corsi from downtown. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by a twin. And here's almost a steal by Curley going the other way for East Carter. Curley got out in the passing lane as East Carter went for the long pass up the side. Thayer will, or East Carter will inbound the basketball out front. Get it to Kirby. Kirby moves to the elbow, fires up a shot. No good. Rebound volleyed around. Controlled by Katie Wade for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Ooh, they had two players down the court. Journey Rowland didn't see him. Thayer back on the offensive end. Up by 10 now. Thayer will get it to the top of the key to Avery Pierce. Avery working against the defense of Douglas. Off to Curley for three. That one's long off the back iron. Rebound, Corsi. Shelby gives it out to Rowland. Rowland just holds it out there. Now backs it out with a dribble. Feeds to Katie Wade, and the Lady Bobcats get into the offense. Here's Wade going into the middle, and that's a double dribble, yep. Katie Wade didn't know where to stop or pass, and she ended up double dribbling the basketball. So we're down under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Substitution now for East Carter. Number three will check into the ballgame. That is Audrey Carter. So Carter checks in for East Carter for the first time tonight. And Douglas, J.C. Douglas, number one, will go to the East Carter sideline. So the Lady Redbirds inbound the ball. Down by 10. East Carter has not scored here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Thayer is up to a 10-point lead now. East Carter working outside. Thayer double-teaming the ball. They get it down to Moore. Moore with a shot out of the corner. No good. The rebound to Katie Wade for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Katie, good athlete, brings the ball up across the timeline on the dribble. Wide open, top of the key. Now goes into the middle of the lane. Needs it back over to Curley. Maddie down the left side, off to Roland for three. That one's got a chance. No, bounces off the rim twice, and the rebound comes out long to Avery Pierce. Here's a give. We get an official timeout. Are they going to count the basket by Curley? I think they're going to blow the whistle and blow that play dead before Curley got in for the layup. No, they did count it. And young lady for East Carter has gone down and looks like a little blood on her face. So they're going to tend to hurt. There, Lady Bobcats lead it now 26-14. 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. We have an injured player on the court for East Carter. We will step away. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons, Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
And helping the injured player for East Carter to the sideline now. Looks like that is Brooklyn Kirby, number 14, going to the side. And the coach is out there, including her grandpa, is out there attending to her. Looks like maybe a cut along the side of the eye. I didn't see exactly what happened. Down under the bucket, she went down. Don't know if she caught an elbow or what happened. But hopefully it's not too bad. Those cuts around the eyes, they always bleed, even when they're not really bad. So we'll hope for the best for Brooklyn Kirby. Good player for the East Carter Lady Redbirds. All right, so we're 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 12-point lead. They did count the basket for Maddie Curley. So Maddie was 7 points in the quarter for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, 7 of the 10. And then Corsi with a three-pointer makes up the 12 or the 10 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And now East Carter will get the sub in the game. Who came in? J.C. Douglas back in. Nice round for Brooklyn Kirby over on the sideline. And here comes East Carter with the basketball. That's swinging on the left side. Got it there for Carter. Carter going out top to Douglas. Changes the dynamic for East Carter because Kirby was their point guard. Here's a give to Carter. Carter gives it back out to Moore. She'll drive toward the bucket, throw up a shot. That is no good. Rebound Douglas, and she traveled with the basketball. Number one, J.C. Douglas got it in the paint. Traveled before she went back up, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats have got the ball back here with a 12-point lead, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It'll be Avery Pierce to bring it up the floor. Thayer's gone with the same lineup for the entire third quarter so far. Avery Pierce out top working against Douglas. Gives the ball over to Journey Rowland on the right side wing. Looking in the lane. Back outside now to Katie Wade. Wade will hold it between the circles. Leads over to Avery Pierce on the right side. Avery looking to go to the basket. Now back to back out, gives to Corsi. Shelby thinking about taking a three again. She hit one just a moment ago. Now Thayer looking. Oh, Curley open in the lane. Corsi got her the ball. She goes to the bucket. Couldn't score. And the rebound controlled by East Carter. Lady Redbirds still have not scored in this third quarter. They only scored 2 points in the first. Here comes East Carter. Oh, and a steal by Katie Wade for Thayer. Katie runs the floor. All the way up the middle, got it to Corsi, cutting through the lane, and she scores the layup. Shelby Corsi with 11. Thayer leads it now by 14. And they have outscored East Carter 12-0 in this third quarter. Lady Redbirds with it, got it to Crowley. Crowley at the elbow. Elbow working it down the right side, turnaround jumper, high arching shot over Corsi's no good. And Katie Wade with another rebound. Katie's been good on the boards tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. She handles the ball to the top, gives it Curley, cutting down the lane, backing down the defender, back out to Wade. Wade moves to the free throw line, stops, gives it to Corsi, wide open, three-point shot is up. That one rattles off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by East Carter. Lady Redbirds. They're still working, looking at Kirby, they're still working on her eye over there. Here the shot up for East Carter. No good. Rebound taken by Maddie Curley for Thayer. On her pass, it's going to be deflected, but she gets it right back. Moves into the lane, gives it outside for Katie Wade off the Corsi now. Shelby looking at the three. Instead, gives it to Avery Pearson around to Katie Wade. Katie into the lane, all the way to the bucket for the layup. That's what Katie Wade can do when Katie Wade decides to go do it. Problem is, she doesn't decide to go do it often enough, in my humble opinion. And now it's a 16-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead with 58 seconds to go, and East Carter wants a timeout. We'll take timeout with them. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Timeout. We're just under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats have outscored East Carter 14-0 and now have a 16-point lead at 30-14. East Carter will bring the ball up the middle of the floor. That is Thief. Thief holds it up, trying to bounce it to the right side. Ball is going to be deflected off the leg of the Lady Bobcat. It'll be East Carter ball with 50 seconds to play. Our game tonight brought to you in part by Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey in Mammoth Spring, Allen Supported Living in Thayer. East Carter inbounds the ball to Douglas, gives to Thief. Thief moves to the top of the key over to Moore. Moore kind of spin away from the defense of Callie Johnson. He's checked back in for Thayer. Now pass out front is going to be into the backcourt, and that'll be a backcourt violation as East Carter touches it. Thayer will get it inbound at the middle of the floor with 39 seconds to go in this third quarter. Thayer's already put 14 points on the board this quarter, and they have the 16-point lead. Journey Rowland will back it out. Now over to Kelly Johnson on the right side wing. Johnson out front to Corsi for three. That one's up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by number four, Kennedy Feast for East Carter. Now East Carter with a chance to score here. Got it to Moore. Moore moving to the free throw line through the lane. Lost the dribble but runs down the loose ball. Gives it up in the corner now to Crowley. Crowley had it poked away by Rowland. We got it right back. Now to Moore. Moore with a shot off the baseline. No good, but she's fouled on the play. I believe that'll be on Journey Rowland of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It is. And Fallon Rowland will be her first of the night. And it will send number 20, McKenna Moore, to the free throw line. She has 4 points in the game, hit a three-pointer and one free throw. And this one bounces off the rim, no good. So with 7.9 seconds to go in the third quarter, East Carter still has not put any points on the board. Moore to shoot another one. It is up, and this one is good. Bounces off the back of the rim straight up and falls through. Thayer will inbound the ball here. 7 seconds to go. Journey Rowland's got it to midcourt. Looking for the outlet. Got it. Oh, and it's stolen by Moore, and then a foul on Callie Johnson. Rowland trying to get it to Callie Johnson, and here came Moore out of nowhere to pick it off, and then Callie just reached out and grabbed her by the arm. Didn't need to. With only 1.5 seconds left, wasn't going to get a very good look at the bucket. Reese Carter will inbound it. Got it to Moore. Turned. Shoots no good. And that's the end of our third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead East Carter Lady Redbirds by 15 here in the district semifinal. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at knoxorthopedics.com.
And we're back underway here in the fourth quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the basketball. They work it down inside to Callie Johnson, and she's lost the handle. And the ball's knocked out by the defense of the East Carter Lady Redbirds. Number 23, Croy, knocked it out of bounds. So Fay will inbound. Good news for East Carter. Brooklyn Kirby, the freshman, outstanding freshman, back in the game. Here's Curley with a three-point shot for Thayer. No good. Callie Johnson down the rebound. Puts it back up and in. First bucket of the second half for Callie. She's got six in the game, and Thayer leads it now by 17. Here's Kirby back in the ballgame after taking that shot to the eye. They got the bleeding to stop. She came in and drains one from 12 feet. Brooklyn Kirby leads East Carter with 8 points tonight. Journey Rowland tied up by a double team for Thayer. They get it down in the corner to Corsi. Moves down the baseline. Shoots. No good. Gets her own rebound, and then it's knocked away and out of bounds. And now Kirby, it looks like that eye is bleeding again, so she's going to have to get back off the floor. That's unfortunate. She's a good player. 5'4 freshman from East Carter High School. And back over on the bench, that eye is bleeding on her just a little bit over there. It looks like a cut right on the side of the eye. Well, it's hard to get to stop, too. One of those boxer cuts. So she must have taken an elbow or a professional wrestling cut. Yeah, must have taken an elbow. So Thayer will inbound the ball here. Curley, Corsi, Johnson, Roland, and Pierce on the floor for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. The officials now are waiting for something. I think they're looking at maybe a spot of blood on the floor because they cannot resume play until they get that cleaned up. And they'll go out there and spray it with some of that disinfect it and come out and wipe up. Looks like just a drop or two of blood there. Our game tonight brought to you in part by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Shelter Insurance, and Directman of West Plains and the Community First Banking Companies in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Thayer Lady Bobcats, 15-point lead with 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Looking inbounded down under the bucket. Kelly Johnson wide open right there, misses the shot. The rebounding foul on Shelby Corsi. She went over the back of Crowley, and that is foul number 4 on Shelby Corsi. And Coach Meyer says stretch. There was no reason for that one. 15-point lead. She didn't get the rebound. Let it go. Here come the East Carter Lady Redbirds. Out on top is Brown. Feeds it on the right side to Feast. Feast going in the lane. Crowley. Shot is up from the elbow. No good. Callie Johnson with a rebound for Thayer. And here come the Lady Bobcats. Johnson is going to go up the right sideline. Going to get fouled by number 25, Haley Brown. Reaching in. Trying to poke that ball away. Thayer will inbound it. That's just the second team foul on East Carter in the second half. On a bad pass by Callie Johnson. Deflected by East Carter and then run down by Journey Rowland. Nice play by Journey. Thayer gets the ball down low to Corsi. What a pass from Avery Pierce. Avery Pierce threw a bullet in the lane. Corsi caught it and got it up off the backboard and in. But Thayer leads it again by 17. Here's East Carter at the other end. Shot up by Moore. No good. Corsi rebounds it. Long pass up the floor taken by Curley in the lane. She scores over the front of the rim. Maddie Curley with 9 points, all of them in the second half. Thayer leads it now by 19, 36-17. Folks, this was a two-point game at the half. It's been all Lady Bobcats in the second half. What a difference one player makes out there. East Carter with the ball. Brown's got it. Gives in the corner to Moore. Moore looking for the shot. Couldn't get free. Brings the ball cross court, and it goes off the hands of an East Carter player. She saved it from out of bounds, and Avery Pierce got it on the floor. Got it to Corsi, and her lead pass to Curley going the other way just a little bit too far in front. Well, Thayer. Well, 5:56 to go in the ball game. They're going to get Maddie Curley back out of the game, and apparently there is a bit of a problem with that knee, but it didn't seem to affect her. But no reason to have her in there with a 19-point lead. So East Carter with the basketball here. Thayer. Oh, here's a steal by Journey Rowland. Rowland with a steal. Thayer running the floor. Rowland pulls up free throw line jumper. No good. Corsi got the rebound, trying to get it back out of there. She's going to get fouled by Brown. Haley Brown picks up her second. So Thayer Lady Bobcats with this one at hand, leading by 19 here, but still 5:38 to go. And Brown checks out of the game. Number 10 will check in for East Carter. That will be, she's in for the first time tonight. That is Candace Reynolds. So Reynolds in for East Carter. Here's a three-point shot by Katie Wade for Thayer off the inbound. No good. And the rebound taken by East Carter. That is Moore. Moore gives it to J.C. Douglas. Douglas out top. Works it to the left side. Got it there to Thies. She'll take it back to the top of the key. Long pass down in the corner to Moore. Moore driving the baseline. Her shot blocked by Corsi. Goes out of bounds. I believe that is, what, number six? Six or seven? And substitution for Thayer, Shelby Corsi. And those four fouls going to come out of the ballgame. Marissa Weber will check in for her. So Corsi and Curley probably take a seat for the remainder of this game. 19-point lead for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 5 minutes to go. East Carter works it down in the right corner. Thies gets it back out front for McKenna Moore. Trying to go back to Thies, and the ball is saved from out of bounds, but right into the hands of Journey Rowland. Rowland, dribble drive up the floor for Thayer. Up the left side, pulls it up down the wing. Gives it out top for Callie Johnson. Callie swings it left side to Katie Wade. She'll give it back to Weber. Weber outside to Moore, or to Johnson. Johnson now to Rowland. To Avery Pierce to Rowland. She'll fire the three off the wing. It is up. No good. Rebound taken by Moore for East Carter. She runs up the floor and has to wait for the rest of her team. They'll set the offense up with 4:29 to go in the game. East Carter has only scored 3 points in the entire second half. And here's Moore got down on the floor, and we get a timeout call. East Carter called a timeout on the held ball. Timeout, East Carter. 4:22 to go. Thayer leads at 36-17. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. That's why I, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, and my team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right. Visit me, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, coming into the game, the Thayer Lady Bobcats, the number 2 seed. East Carter, the number 3 seed, has been all Thayer in the second half. We had a 2-point game at halftime, and here's the inbound play for East Carter, stolen by Journey Rowland again. Well, Journey, good game defensively. Thayer with the ball. They'll swing it down the corner to Johnson. Callie goes to Avery Pierce, cutting down the lane. Misses the layup. Weber with a rebound. Puts that back up at the end. Well, Marissa Weber getting on the scoreboard tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Has a 21-point lead, Lady Bobcat lead, with 4 minutes to go in the game. East Carter works it to the elbow to Crowley. Goes down the right side of the lane. Nice move all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Didn't do that with Corsi in the ballgame. She got free there, and this ball is going to be off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and out of bounds on the inbound play. Kirby, now the big bandage around her head, is back out on the floor for East Carter, and she bothered that inbound pass. Down there playing a little lone full-court pressure. East Carter inbounds the ball. Is tipped and stolen by Hadley Atkinson. Hadley will bring it up the floor for Thayer. Who else is out? I just see, oh, it's Avery Pierce out of the game. So Hadley Atkinson is in. Thayer gets over the bench players some action here in the district semifinals. Journey Rowland takes the ball outside, backs it out with 3:30 to go in the game. Swing it on the right side for Katie Wade. Wade making a move. One dribble. Pulls up, gives it back to Rowland. Rowland looking in the lane, nobody open. Trying to get Callie Johnson down the lane. She fights through a screen. And now Rowland, oh, Rowland, she's a lane to the bucket, all the way to the rack, misses the shot. And rebound control by East Carter. Here come the Lady Redbirds. J.C. Douglas up the middle of the floor. Swings it to Brooklyn Kirby. Takes it to the top of the key. Despite sitting out quite a bit here in the second half, and here's a steal by Hadley Atkinson. Out to Journey Rowland. Rowland down the right side of the lane, pulls up and shoots. They're going to wave off the basket. It'll be a blocking foul on number 10, Reynolds. Reynolds for East Carter will be called for the foul. Call it on the floor before the shot. Substitutions now for Thayer. As number 24, Journey Rowland goes out. Number 22 checking in for the Lady Bobcats. And Thayer will inbound the ball here. Callie Johnson will trigger it in under the bucket. Got it into Atkinson. Let's a three-pointer fly. That one's off the rim. No good. Wade down the rebound. Back outside to Johnson for a 17-footer. That's no good. Rebound fought for. Gets on the floor. Now volleyed up in the air. And is controlled by the East Carter Lady Redbirds. East Carter with it. Down to Kirby on the baseline. Gets double-teamed. And gets fouled by either Wade or Johnson. They were both down there. By the way, number 10... or number 22 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Madison Neldon has checked into the game. Foul was on number 10. That's Katie Wade. And they say number 4 on Katie. No, Callie Johnson, I'm sorry, picks up her 4th. Here's East Carter. Got the ball in the lane to Crowley, and Crowley hits the shot. Nice play by Crowley. Thayer Lady Bobcats bringing the ball up the floor. Callie Johnson brings it across the timeline. Just a shot up from the top of the key. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound. Oh, Weber had it and then dropped it. Bounced off for a foot and out of bounds. That was 2:10 to play in the game. Fayer with a 17-point advantage, and Deese Carter with the basketball. Coach Meyer says, come on, girls, clean it up a little bit. Deese Carter with it. Out on top is Kirby. Kirby swings it to Douglas on the right side. Now to Thies. Thies swings it left side to Kirby on the wing. Callie Johnson jumps out on her. They'll give it to Crowley. Crowley down to the baseline. Pull up. Jumper's good. So Crowley with a couple of buckets here in the last minute. And she's got 8 points for the game. Thayer with the basketball. A minute 44 to go. The lead is 15. Weber with it out front. She was traveling. Yes, she did. Change pivot foot. So Weber with the turnover. And with a minute 39 to go in the game. Thayer getting another substitution. Naomi Figgins will check into the ballgame, the freshman. So Figgins getting into the ballgame. This young lady has a bright future if she stays with basketball. Figgins, well, she dominated at the JV level late in the season, really starting to figure it out. She could play some big minutes for the varsity if they advance. Here's East Carter with it. Got it to Kirby. Three-point shot is up off the rim. No good. Callie Johnson down the rebound. Long alley pass is going to be intercepted by the Lady Redbirds. Number 20, McKenna Moore, ran it down. Feeds it over to Kirby. Kirby way out on the floor. Now takes it to the top of the key, defended by Neldon. They get the ball to the elbow. Back outside to Kirby. Now down to Thies, driving the baseline. Lady Bobcats stop her. Got it down inside to Douglas. Her shot blocked by Katie Wade for Thayer. Kirby got it back. Goes down to the baseline. Her shot is blocked and a foul. Gummy whistled on that one. Figgins and Johnson were both there. Here they call the foul on Callie Johnson. That'll be number 5 on Callie. She is fouled out of the game. Now Coach Meyer will send in Donahue, another one of the Lady Bobcat freshmen. Number 23. Donahue will check in. Madeline Donahue. And she is also one of those players that they have high hopes for at the varsity level in the next couple of years. First free throw is up for Brooklyn Kirby and no good. 51 seconds to go in the ballgame. Thayer with a 15-point lead, 38-23. Another one is up, and that one is no good. Rebound is run down in the corner. Katie Wade trying to get to it, but it goes off the hands of East Carter out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. 50 seconds to go in the game. Lady Bobcats inbound the ball. Get it to Wade. Katie working against Kirby, and Kirby took it away from her. Kirby, reverse layup, no good. Atkinson follows it up with the rebound for Thayer. Now she gives over to Wade. Wade will push it up the floor. Got the ball to Neldon. Neldon on the left side wing. Looking inside, nobody open. Feeds it back out to Wade with 28 seconds to play. Wade will work away from the defense on the dribble drive. Now pull up. Feed it to Neldon. Cutting in the lane. She bounces it down to Donahue. Up with a shot. That is blocked by Crowley. Here comes East Carter with it. 17 seconds to go. So the Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to advance to the district championship. There's a shot up and good for Moore, the three-pointer. And with 5 seconds left, Hadley Atkinson just dribbled out the game clock in the backcourt. There you go. 38-26. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the win over the East Carter Lady Redbirds. Again, 38-26 is your final here in the district semifinals. So as we fill in the bracket, Thayer Lady Bobcats will play in the district championship game on Thursday night at 6 o'clock against the Ellington Lady Whippets.